USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated is picking up speed in some places around the country as hospitalizations and deaths increase in some states. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
For a young person, you may think you are Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true.
She says it's not just about you.
You can also make your grandparents sick and your parents sick.
Austin, Texas is once again asking people to wear a mask even if vaccinated. Cases are also rising in Missouri, where mask mandates are returning. Touring a vaccination clinic in Salinas, California, that's hoping to vaccinate farm workers in the area, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
My dad was a farm worker, and I know what that work was like, and I know what they go through. They are essential workers.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He secured his release with $5 million in cash. The court in L.A. also ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet, banned him from transferring any money overseas, imposed a curfew, and restricted his travel to Southern California and New York. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. Barak also faces charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements to federal officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. is punishing Cuba for human rights violations. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Miera, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Miera and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.